2015.
2015年新年快乐。
I have to pick on brother Sun first.
我先要谈一下孙弟兄。
I'm a chiropractor, so I work on people's neck and back.
我是一个推拿的医生，就在人的颈椎或者脖子上工作。
So first time I check brother Sun's neck.
所以第一次当我检查孙弟兄的脖子的时候。
He had a very stiff neck.
他的脖子很坚硬。
Yesterday I checked him, his neck is good now.
昨天再检查一次，现在已经非常好了。
In the Bible, there's a term stiff neck.
在圣经里面也有一个说颈项是坚硬的。
It talk about those who heard the word of God, but still have not received the word of God.
讲到这些人心里边刚硬，听见神的话，但是没有接受。
So,I hope that by the end of today, there's no one amongst us have a stiff neck.
我希望今天当我们聚会结束的时候，没有人颈项是坚硬的。
As I was listening to your singing, honestly, I think you guys had a good voice.
当我今天早晨听弟兄们唱歌的时候，实在是觉得你们的声音非常好。
And I wish I could meet every one of you.
我是希望能够和每个人有个人的见面。
But in the beginning, can I ask those who maybe have not know Jesus as your Savior, and stand up. I'd like to meet you. Could you stand up? Let's make it a little easier, since we are Chinese, we're a little shy. So maybe the person who introduced you also stand up with you.
我实在是愿意认识你们，所以今天早晨呢，我们先请你还没有接受耶稣基督作为你个人救主的站起来哈。我们是中国人，可能比较害羞。所以我们这样邀请呢，带领你的人跟你一起站起来，让我们的弟兄要认识你一下。
Praise the Lord，
感谢主。
Praise the Lord，
感谢主。
Please be seated，
好，请坐。
So 2015，2015年 is a new year，
是新的一年开始。
So since this is the first time I'm amongst you,
我们中间是2015年的第一次聚会。
So I'd like to bring a gift to all of you.
我愿意今天呢送给大家每人一个礼物。
It is the book of Ecclesiastes.
就是传道书这本书。
It is a book that talks about the meaning of life.
这本书讲到人生的意义。
Now I look at some of you.
我看见中间有些人的时候。
Some of you already have some gray hair.
有些人已经有了白发。
Some of you have very little hair.
有的人头发不多了。
Some of you still have black hair.
有的人还有黑头发。
So we are in different stage of life.
所以我们在人生的不同的阶段。
I think we all live trying to find the meaning of life.
但我们都在寻找人生的意义。
But at the end of the day,
但是在当我们结束的时候。
At the end of the year,
但一年结束的时候
，Have you find the meaning of life？
你是否找到了人生的意义
？I just make up a new saying about life。
我在这边呢，为生命唱了一首新歌。
A saying, not a song。
在生命当中我选了几句话。
Also, life is life like when we are born, we given a tank of gas like in your car。
当我们出生的时候，我们的车里边装满了油
tank of gas.
装满了油。
And then as life goes on, it gets less and less. Isn't that true?
当我们生命往前的时候，这个油箱里的油越来越少。
And then all of a sudden, you realize time goes fast, isn't it?
但突然间，我们就感觉这个油降得非常快。
But you know, I realize the problem I have.
但是当我们认识到我们的问题是什么。
The gas gauge in my car is not working now.
因为我的车里边那个油的指示针工作不好。
So I don't know how much gas left actually.
所以我不知道油箱里到底还有多少油剩下。
So in life, there's that element of time that we have no control.
所以在我们的人生当中也是一样。当我们进入一段时间的时候，我们不能再控制我们的人生。
I think a lot of you that I heard that you're very successful.
我听见我们中间有很多人非常成功。
You work in the Microsoft Kingdom.
在微软的世界里边工作。
You're very busy, you're very successful.
你们非常忙碌，非常成功。
So when I came up here, I know I'm in among the digital generation.
所以我来到我们中间的时候，我们知道我们进入一个数字的时代。
So I want you to let you know that I brought my S5, the new phone.
所以我要告诉你们，我把我的那个 iPhone 5带来了。
I brought my mini iPad.
把那个小的 iPad 也带来了。
I brought my Samsung Note.
还有那个金星的。三星的手机
Because I know I'm amongst this generation.
因为我们知道我们生活在这个时代当中
But you know this generation actually has a trap.
但是我们知道这个时代有一个陷阱
We spend so much time checking on the internet, the chat and so on.
我们花了很多时间在网络网中间
We don't have time to actually think about our life.
我们就没有时间认真地思想我们的人生。
We don't have time to think about what is the meaning of life.
我们没有时间去认真地思考人生的意义是什么。
And then because of all the things bombarding us from the internet, from the world,
在所有这些世界上网络里边一直在轰炸我们。
Our heart is drawn to this world.
我们的心被这个世界所牵引。
And at the end of the day, we have not found the meaning of life.
所以在一天结束的时候，我们并没有找到人生的意义。
You know, your life is nothing but a slave to your boss.
我们的人生不过是我们上司的奴仆。
So today I want to talk about is what is the meaning of life.
所以今天我要和大家分享人生的意义是什么。
There's two pictures I'd like you to kind of see that in your mind.
我希望在我们的脑海当中有两幅图画。
The first picture is there's two young couple.
第一幅图画是有两对年轻的夫妻。
一对，对不起。
一对年轻的夫妻，对不起。
And they're young, and they are just starting out their walk in life. And the background is they're walking in a railroad track.
他的背景呢是他们非常年轻，他们一起在走向人生的路上，并且是按照一个铁轨的方向走去。
And they're heading to this bright future.
他们前面的前途是光明的。
And it said.Seeking for the meaning of life.
并且那边写着说寻找人生的意义。
And then there's another poster.
有另外一个图画。
It's an old person.
是一个非常年长的人。
Bending over at the waist with a cane in the hand.
拄着他的拐杖身体弯曲。
好像 and it's like come to the end of a road.
好像他就来到了他这个绳子的终点。
And then at the veryFront is a cliff.
在它前边是一个悬崖。
And the title is, Have you found the meaning of life?
那边写着题目是你找到了人生的意义吗？
The reason I want to give you the gift of the book of Ecclesiastes is because it was written by Solomon.
之所以我愿意送给大家这个传道书作为礼物，是因为它是所罗门所写的。
Solomon is a very, very Rich king,
所罗门是一个非常富有的君王。
He had all the money in the world at the time.
在当他那个时代当中，他拥有了全世界所有的财富。
So he went out and find out what's the meaning of life.
所以他就出去寻找人生的意义是什么。
He used his wealth,
他用他的财富
，his success,
用他的成功
，knowledge,
用他的知识
，wisdom,
用他的智慧
，his lust,
或者是他的欲望。
Everything he tried to find to seek the meaning of life.
每件事情他都用去寻找人生中间的意义是什么。
When he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes,
当他写传道书这本书的时候
，In the very beginning, he posed a question to the reader.
在一开始的时候，他就向读者提了一个问题。
It's in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 3.
这是在传道书第一章第三节。
He said, "What does man gain from all his labor?"
第一章第三节，人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢
？What does a man gain from all his labor?
人这一切的劳碌有什么益处呢
？The word "gain" actually is a term in accounting.
当然这里边这个益处呢，有它的一个背景。
That means After you calculate all your income and expenses, at the very end, how much did you gain?
就是在你做计算的时候，做你最后结算中间你剩下的余数是多少？
So think about it.
所以我们要思想一下。
After you raise your children,
当你把你的孩子带到了。
After your beauty are gone, your beauty.
你的美容消失了。
After your knowledge is gone,
你的知识也耗尽了。
At the very end of the day,
在那一天终了的时候，
What have you gained?
你的益处是什么？
Another thought Solomon wants us to think about this is in verse 4.
在第四节，所罗门要我们有一个另外一个思想。
Generation comes and generation's gone.
一代过去，一代又来。
A generation come and generation gone.
一代过去，一代又来。
So what is the meaning of this generation?
这一代的意义是什么呢？
What is the meaning in your life?
在你的人生当中的意义是什么？
At our congregation in San Francisco.
在我们旧金山的聚会当中。
We had a sister's father is in the hospital.
我们中间有一位姊妹，她的父亲在医院里。
He had stroke about 2 days ago.
她得了两天之前得了中风。
And the doctors told the family that he will probably pass either today or tomorrow.
医生告诉这个家庭说他今天或者明天就可能过世。
And 2 weeks ago,
两周之前，
one of the younger sisters just gave birth to a child.
中间他的一个妹妹就生了一个孩子。
A generation come.
一代又来。
A generation's gone.
一代过去。
So what did we gain?
我们的益处是什么呢？
How do men actually describe life?
人怎样来描述人生呢？
We give birth.
我们生小孩。
We get old, we get sick, and we die.
我们变得衰老，生病，死亡。
生老病死。
对，生老病死。
I don't know what stage you are.
我们不知道你人生处在哪一个阶段。
Not too long ago, I was in Hong Kong and taking the bus.
不久之前我在香港。
When I enter into the subway,
当我进入那个地铁的时候。
When I step into the train,
进入地铁里边。
And I was just standing there minding my own business.
我就在那边自己思想自己的问题。
There's a young couple stand up and say, old man, please have my seat.
有一对年轻的夫妻起来说，老人家请你坐我的座位。
A thought came to my mind.
所以我里边有个思想来到我的心中。
You know, the very last time when people checked my ID, I was so happy.
最后一次人查我的证件的时候，我是非常高兴。
There's 4 stages in life, isn't it?
在人生当中有四个阶段。
Birth, old, sick, and death.
老病死。
There's another 4th stage in our life.
人生当中也有另外四个阶段。
There's 4 ground.
有四个场。
4 ground.
就是有四个场。
The first ground is playground.
第一个场呢就是游乐场。
The second ground is testing ground.
第二个场呢是考试场，考场。
Third one is battleground.
第三个场是战场。
The last ground is burial ground.
第四个场呢就是墓场，坟墓。
I was invited to stay with a brother's son last night.
孙弟兄昨天晚上邀请我和他住在他的家里。
You know his living room is like a playground.
And 他的他的房间里边像一个游乐场。
It's for his grandchildren to visit.
是为了他的孙子们来玩的。
That's the most joyful time in our life, isn't it?
这是我们人生当中最快乐的时候，是吗？
And then as they enter school, become a testing ground.
但他们进入学校的时候，就进入了考场。
They will always think about my GPA.
他们总是想到我的成绩。
The SAT test, right?
或者是 升学的入学考试。
How many have your children going to like taking something like Kumon? You know what that is?
中间有孩子们考这个叫 Kumon， 大家知道这是什么吗？
So we enter into the testing ground.
我们就进入了考场。
And once we finish school, we will enter into the battleground.
当我们完成了学业之后，我们就进入了战场。
When you get married,
当你结婚的时候，
there is a battleground.
是一个战场。
My wife has accused me once.
我的姊妹曾经有一次批评我。
Actually, much more than once.
实际上不止一次。
She said that I was very gentle when I get married.
她说我在结婚的时候是非常的温柔。
I was like a sheep.
像一个羊一样。
Now I'm like a goat.
现在呢，我像一个山羊一样。
But you know, when I have children,
当我有了孩子的时候。
It bring out the best of us and the worst of us.
也把我们里边最好的和最坏的都表现了出来。
Again, when you visit brother son's home,
所以当你去孙振中家去访问的时候
，It's like a gallery.
像一个艺术馆。
Gallery. So there's picture of his children and grandchildren everywhere.
是他这些孩子和孙儿们所画的这些画。
It bring out the best of us.
就是把我们最好的带出来。
But it also bring out the worst of us.
但是也同时也把我们最坏的能够带出来。
My wife told me, she said, I've never seen you get so angry.
我的姊妹告诉我说，我从来没看见你这么生气。
Actually, raising children is a battleground.
实际上，抚养孩子长大也是一个战场。
I know that's where I get my white hair.
所以我知道这就是我为什么有了白头发。
And that's when I lost my voice.
有的时候也失去了我的声音。
There's also a battleground at work.
在工作的场合也是一个战场。
We want to get ahead, we want to make profits.
我们要谦升，我们要赚的利润。
So now is the time we had a battle with IRS paying tax, isn't it?
我们这个时候呢，这一年这个时候，我们要跟美国的税务局好像是一个战场。
But you know, one of the battleground we all face is ourselves.
但是你们知道吗？其中我们最重要的一个战场是对付我们自己。
It's our greed.
是我们自己的贪婪。
The Bible called that a sin.
圣经告诉我们，这就是罪。
I didn't realize that.I was such a greedy person.
我没有认识到我自己是一个这样贪婪的人。
For the first time this past Thanksgiving,
做过去这个感恩节的时候是第一次。
I went to a Black Friday, the day after Black Friday, Saturday shopping.
我就去了那个黑色星期五之后星期六的购买物。
I went to Macy.
我去了那个店叫 Macy.
They call that the...I forgot the term, but it's just in the morning by 12 o'clock. If you buy something, you know, you had a pretty good deal.
所以那边他们有一个专门的词汇，就是早晨你在12点之前买了这件东西，你就得到了非常好的价钱。
I find out that I was very greedy.
所以我发现在那个时候我也变得非常的贪婪。
But the battlefield amongst ourselves has a lot to do with our lust.
我们自己面对着自己这个战场，很多的时候是我们的欲望。
You talk about the lust of the world.
我们对世界的欲望。
The lust of the eye
是眼目的情欲。
There's so much jealousy in our hearts.
在我们心中有许多的嫉妒。
In our hearts, there seems to be like a bottomless pit.
在我们的心中好像有一个无底的洞。
No matter how much you get.It's still not enough.
我们不管在取得了多少都没有办法满足。
Our battle in life is trying to fill this emptiness pit.
我们人生的这个战场就是要去填满这个无底的洞。
But at the end of the day,
但是当一天结束的时候
the pit is still there.
我们的洞还在那里。
As our brother Li Binghim said, our Lord Jesus can fill that pit for us.
像我们 弟兄所说的，只有主耶稣基督能够填满这个。
Some people, there's a famous song.
有一个人唱了一首非常有名的歌。
It's called "Life is like a dream."
讲到人生如梦。
有没有人听过？
有没有人
heard that?
有没有人听过人生如梦
？If you have heard that, means you are about 55 years and older.
如果你听过的话呢，证明你已经超过了55岁。
If you haven't heard that, congratulations, you're still young.
如果你没有听见的话，祝贺你，你还年轻。
The lyrics go like this.
这个歌是这样讲的。
Life is like a dream.
人生如梦。
In the dream, it's like your life.
梦里如人生。
When you wake up from your dream,
当你从梦中醒来，
you have finished your life.
你已经走完了人生的路。
Isn't that true?
这不是真实的吗？
So I want to ask every one of you, what are you dreaming right now?
所以我问大家，你现在的梦是什么？
Is it a dream, a lover dream?
是你梦里边是
情人梦？
情人的梦吗？
Is it a dream to be success?
或者是成功梦？
Or money dream?
或者是金钱梦？
May the Lord speak to every one of us.
愿神对我们每个人说话。
All these things are like cotton candy.
所以这些都像那些糖果一样，棉花糖一样。
It tastes sweet in your mouth.
我们的在口里边感觉到是甜的
，but it doesn't fill your stomach.
但是它不能填满我们的肚腹。
All these things is like instant pictures.
所以这些好像都是一个那个暂时的图画。
You know the Polaroid instant picture.
所以就是你当你照片的时候，马上就出来那个照片。
As time go on, it will fade away.
那个照片当时间过去的时候，慢慢就褪色了。
The Bible gave us hope.
圣经给我们希望。
The Bible point to where the problem is.
圣经因为圣经指出了问题所在。
In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 24,
在彼得前书第一章第二十四节
，It said that all men are like grass.
讲到人尽都如草。
All their glory is like the flower of the field.
它的美容好像草上的花。
The grass wither and the flower fade away.
草必枯干，花必凋谢。
The word of the Lord stands forever.
唯有主的道。是永存的。
What is your glory in this life?
在你的人生当中，你的荣耀是什么？
If you ever go to Hong Kong, I'd like to invite you to a museum.
如果你到香港的时候，愿意邀请你到一个博物馆里去。
It's called the Bruce Lee Museum.
是李小龙的博物馆。
How many of you been there?
大家有人去过吗？
没有啊，
都没有去过。
Oh, okay.I was there a few months ago.
几个月之前我到了那里。
I was reading his biography.
我就读到了他的人生的传记。
In 1971,
在1971年
，when his first film came out,
当他第一个电影出来的时候
，Let me test you. Remember the first film?
要考一下大家，大家知道第一个电影叫什么名字吗？
不知道啊，
都不知道。
Let me tell you, it's The Big Boss.
是唐山大兄。
I see some hand knocking. They actually said the box office, what they collected in the first week, surpassed one of the record film in United States, The Sound of Music.
他们讲到就是这个电影第一次出来的时候，头一周所卖的票数就超过了美国一个最受欢迎的电影，叫《天乐飘飘》。
How many of you have heard of that?
大家听见过这个吗？
Some of you do. Have you heard of Doremi?
听见那个音乐。
That came from that movie.
就那个音乐就是从那个电影里出来的。
So talking about the glory of a man.
我们讲到人的荣耀。
I think Bruce Lee can surpass every one of us.
我相信李小龙是超过了所有的人。
But today, where is glory?
但是今天他的荣耀在哪里？
It's in the museum.
是在那个博物馆里。
But it's gone. She said that all the glory of the flower one day will wither.
我圣经告诉我们说，它的美容都如草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。
Let me be a little more frank.
但我要非常直接的和大家说。
Let me get my point across a little better.
像我就是说要把我的重点告诉大家。
How many of you know the name of your grandparents? The name of your grandparents?
有谁知道我们祖父的名字？
Hi.
大家高高的举手。
Very good, congratulations.
Yeah. 祝贺大家。
How many of you know the name of your great grandparents?
谁知道有谁大家记得你曾祖父的名字？
Exceptional.
很少有人知道。
How many of you know your great-great-grandparents?
或者是在他上一辈那个祖父的名字？
Maybe you could check your iPhone.
你可能要查一查你的 iPhone.
But you know, it doesn't matter where we are. A generation come, a generation is gone.
不管我们在什么地方，一代过去，一代又来。
Do men exist like cats?
我们能够像或者是比猫比狗更强吗？
Do we live a life just like cats and dogs?
或者是我们就是像猫和狗一样生活吗？
There's no tomorrow.
没有明天。
Do we have a future after death?
我们在死后还有将来吗？
When God created man, that's it? God created man just like cats and dogs?
是当神创造人的时候就是这样吗？就是像猫和狗一样吗？
When God created man, He put a spirit in us.
当神创造人的时候，他把他的灵放在我们里边。
And this spirit will live forever.
这个灵要一直活到永远。
It is the spirit in us that we understand, we can talk about is there a God or not.
这个灵在我们里边，让我们能够谈论，能够知道有一位神。
Cats and dogs doesn't have a spirit.
狗和猫没有灵。
You could talk to them about, they have no idea.
你可以跟他谈这些事，他们根本没有办法明白。
At Stanford University,
在斯坦福大学
，they have done a experiment one time.
他们有一次做了一个试验。
They raise a baby gorilla from birth.
他们从小的那个猩猩就开始培养这个小的猩猩。
And they have a team of scientists and experts raising this little gorilla called Coco.
他们有一组科学家专家们在把这个小猩猩叫 Coco 的一个小猩猩养大。
So they taught the gorilla sign language.
他们教这个小猩猩哑语。
The gorilla can actually speak to human with the hands sign language.
所以这个小猩猩呢就可以通过哑语跟人交通。
The Coco can actually tell the trainer, "I'm hungry. I want a banana."
所以这个 Coco 可以告诉这他的训练员说我饿了要一个香蕉。
The Coco can tell the trainer, I'm lonely, can you turn on the television?
Coco 也可以告诉他们说我现在非常的孤独，可以打开电视吗？
Coco has an IQ of 70 in the 70s.
他的那个指数，他的指数智商是在70以上。
It's better than some of us here, right?
可能比我们中间的有些人还好。
In fact,They were talking about can Coco become a citizen of United States.
甚至他们谈到是不是这个 Coco 可以成为美国的公民。
But you know one thing about Coco.
但是你知道有一件事情关于
When the scientists trying to communicate to Coco about God.
但是当这些科学家想跟这个 Coco 谈到神的事情的时候
，Coco has no comprehension of what that is.
Coco 就完全没有办法明白。
Because in Coco, that doesn't have a spirit.
因为在 Coco 里边没有灵。
Dear friends,
亲爱的朋友们
，We had a spirit in us.
我们里边有灵。
We know about spiritual things.
我们知道关于属灵的事。
That's why we seek God from the very beginning.
所以就开始的时候，我们就来寻求神。
Even if you reject God, you still know there's a God.
即便你是拒绝神，你也知道有一位神。
But God loves us.
但是神爱我们。
God pursues us.
神在寻求我们。
God speaks to us.
神对我们说话。
God put people around you.
神把我们周遭的人放在我们环境当中。
The Bible said that God put so many witnesses amongst us.
圣经告诉我们说，他把许多的见证放在我们中间。
If we did not find God,
如果我们找不到神
，at the end of the day,
在一天结束的时候
，this is a very harsh thing for me to say.
对于我来说，这是一个非常难的要难说的一句话。
If we did not find God at the end of the day,
当我们结束的时候，如果我们没有找到神
，our life will nothing better than a cat or a dog.
我们的生命就不比猫和狗更强。
Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes told us that.
所罗门在传道书当中告诉我们。
He said that his diagnosis about life.
是他关于这个生命的一个解析。
He put it in two words.
他把它放在两个词里边。
Meaningless of meaningless.
空虚的空虚。
Vanity of vanity.
是空虚的空虚。
Because one day, whatever you're trying to build,
因为有一天，不论你所建造的是什么
，will crumble,
都会倒塌。
There's no solid foundation,
没有那个坚固的根基。
The Bible told us that the only foundation you can build something can last is Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们说，只有那个永远的根基能够被在上面建造的是主耶稣基督。
At the conclusion of Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes,
在所罗门写传道书结束的时候
，in the last chapter, in the last few verses,
在最后一章的最后几节
，he said, "Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter."
他说到这些事都已经听见了。
Fear God,
总意就是敬畏神
，and keep His commandments,
遵守他的诫命。
For this is the whole of man,
这是人当尽的本分。
He used the word whole.
他说这里边讲到总意，
人群，
人群，所有的人。
He said, "Fear God and keep His commandments." For this is the whole of man.
他说到，总意就是敬畏神，遵守他的诫命，这是众人当尽的本分。
Let me explain the word whole.
我们这边要解释一下这个众人。
Whole
就是很多。
Because of my accent, I want to spell that. Make sure you understand what I'm saying. Whole, W-H-O-L-E.
就是一个人群。
You heard of Whole Food?
你听见这个有一个店叫 Whole Food?
The food is certain food is Whole Food.
有一种食物呢，它被称作是完全的食物 Whole Food.
Okay, so let me be a little more precise.
或者是我们更精确一点来说。
You heard of whole milk versus skim milk?
所以。知道那个全脂的牛奶和脱脂的牛奶
or non-fat milk
或者是说没有脂肪的牛奶
so whole milk means it has everything in it
这全脂的牛奶就说它是保持原来的样子所有的都在里边
non-fat milk is they took the fat away from the milk
脱脂的没有脂肪的牛奶把那里边的脂肪全部脱
so you know the word whole means complete
所以这里边这个完全就是一个完整的意思
So he said, "Fear God and follow His commandments."
所以他说要敬畏神，遵守他的诫命。
This is the whole of man.
所以这是众人或者是所有人都应该尽的本分。
So what that means is, if you do not have a living relationship with God,
所以所说的意思就是说，如果你没有和神有一个生命的关系
，there's something will be lacking in your life.
在你的生活当中就有缺失。
Just like Whole milk versus non-fat milk.
就好像那个全脂牛奶和那个脱脂牛奶的区别一样。
So, if you do not have a relationship with God,
所以当你没有和神有一个生命的关系的时候
something will be taken away
你的生命里边就有些东西被拿走了
it is peace
是平安
it's joy
是喜乐
it's rest
是安息
it's strength
是你的力量
it's everything you do
是你所做的每一件事情
so this is the whole is if you fear God and follow his commandments
所以你当你敬畏神遵守他诫命的时候你就成了一个完全全部完全的人
Fear God
敬畏神
We have to treat God as God
我们必须把神当作神
We have to know that God is the creator
我们必须知道神是 造物主
It is God that who created the heaven and earth
是神创造了天地
It is God who guides this universe
是神在指导这整个的宇宙
There's a million stars in the solar system.
在我们这个宇宙当中有有成千上亿的星星。
And there's a million solar systems in the Milky Ways.
也在我们这个银河系当中有成千上亿个太阳系。
And there's a million Milky Ways in the universe.
在整个的宇宙当中有成千上亿的银河系。
So who can deny the existence of God?
谁可以拒绝说没有神？
Even two persons live together, husband and wife.
即便是两个人生活在一起像夫妻一样
How many times we collide
很多的时候会有碰撞
But this universe is on the track
但是这个宇宙是在他的轨道上
That's the wisdom of God
这是神的智慧
He said fear God
所以这里边讲到要敬畏神
And keep his commandment
遵守谨守他的诫命
To sum upWhat the Lord talk, what Solomon talked about is to keep his commandment. Is to what that mean is to be holy.
所以这对我们很多人来讲，所罗门在这里边所讲到谨守他的诫命，就是让我们成为一个完全的人。
In the Bible, it talk about what is the heart of God to man.
圣经里边也告诉我们说，神向着人的心是怎样。
From the very beginning,
从一开始。
In the book of Genesis,
在创世纪里边
，In the book of Exodus,
和出埃及记里
，The Lord said, "I am holy."
神说我是圣洁的
，And you will be, you need to be holy.
你也要圣洁。
So this is the desire of God. He said to keep His commandment is for us to be holy.
所以这是神心中的一个愿望，要我们谨守他的诫命，使我们能够成为圣洁。
But how can we be holy?
但我们怎样能够成为圣洁呢
？By nature, we have sin. We have a sinful nature.
在我们的里边的本性是一个有罪的天性。
No matter how hard we try, we still fall short.
不管我们怎样的努力，我们总是要亏缺神。
The Bible said that we all have sinned, fall short of the glory of God.
圣经告诉我们说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
No matter how hard we try, our deeds are not good enough.
无论我们怎样的努力，我们的行为都不够神的标准。
Many people say, "I don't need God."
很多人说我不需要神。
I'm a good person.
因为我是一个好人。
As long as I do good, I think God will be pleased with me.
只要我做好事，神就喜悦。
But do you know one thing?
但是你知道有一件事情吗
？Doing good should be a normal duty of every man.
做好事是人当自己当尽的本分。
It doesn't add any merit to you.
对你来说并不加上什么成绩。
There's a billionaire in United States.
在美国有一个亿万富翁。
Who's the wealthiest man in United States?
美国最富的人是谁
？Bill Gates.
是比尔盖茨吗？
Who's the another one?
还有一个是谁呢
？Warren Buffett.
是 Warren.
Thank you,
Buffett.
Well, it depends on the stock market between the two of them.
在他们两个之间的财富呢，是根据这个股票市场的价格来决定。
So about 4 years ago,
大约在四年之前
，Warren Buffett has give away donated over 50% of his wealth.
他 Warren Buffett 把他50%的财富都捐献出来。
How many of you remember that?
大家有多少人记得这件事情
？You know on the news what he said?
但你知道在那个新闻里边他说的是什么吗
？He said, "Now I can buy my way to heaven."
他说现在我可以买我上 天堂的路。
You know how much he donated?
你知道他捐献了多少吗？
It's astronomical.
是一个像着天文数字。
He can buy the way to heaven. How about poor people like us?
如果他用这些钱来买去天堂的路，我们这些穷苦人怎样？
But God is just.
但是神是公义的。
God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
God is love.
神是爱。
And God is fair.
神也是公平的。
So in His salvation plan.
所以在他救恩的计划当中。
All it requires is for us to believe.
所以他所要求的就是我们要相信。
It is fair because everyone can afford it.
这是一个非常公平的，因为每个人都能够负责。
It is not by your deed.
不是借着你的行为。
So in the Bible it says it is by grace through faith.
圣经告诉我们说，我们的得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
It's by grace because we are not worthy.
因为也是本乎恩典，因为我们不配。
But it's out of the love of God.
是从神的爱发出的。
And it's by faith.
在借着信心。
He said not by deed.
不是by借着行为。
That no one shall boast.
所以没有人可以自夸。
When our Lord Jesus Christ came,
当主耶稣基督来到的时候
，2015 years ago，
在2015年之前
，You know the word B.C. stand for？
大家知道这个公元前意味着是什么吗
？It's before Christ，
是主耶稣基督来之前。
And the word A.D.
是公元后
，It stand for Anno Domini，
讲到主耶稣来之后。
When the Lord came, that's become the benchmark for mankind.
当主耶稣来的时候，就为人类历史画了界限。
It's the benchmark that tell us that love came to this world.
这个界限告诉我们说，神爱来到这个世上。
Grace came to this world.
恩典来到这个世上。
We do not need to struggle to get ahead in our life.
我们不需要再靠自己的努力去挣扎。
You do not have to find joy.From drinking,
你不需要再次借着酗酒来寻求快乐。
You can say no to sin.
你可以对罪说不。
You can say no to all the garbage on the internet.
你可以对在网际网络所有那些垃圾说不。
When I say garbage, I mean the things that are lustful.
当我说到这些垃圾的时候，就是讲到那些情欲的东西。
When the Lord came, He opened the way to for us.
当主耶稣来的时候，他给我们开了一条路。
He said, "He is the way."
他就是道路。
Because when we are sinner, the way to God is blocked.
因为我们是罪人，我们通向神的路已经被阻绝了。
And it's because of our sin, the way is not open to us.
因着罪，这个路对我们来说不是开通的。
Because God is holy.
因为神是圣洁的。
When a sinful person came to the Lord, he'll be judged. He'll be condemned.
当一个有罪的人来到神的面前的时候，他要被审判，他要被咒诅。
But praise the Lord, He is the way.
但是赞美主，他是那条道路。
He came, He died on the cross for our sin.
他来了，在十字架上为着我们的罪死。
To bear the penalty, the punishment of our sin.
为着我们的罪担当了赎价。
And today, when the Lord look at us.
所以当今天神看我们的时候
You either is a person accept Jesus
你或者是接受主耶稣基督的人
The Lord said You are cleansed because the blood of Jesus has cleansed your sin
神就说你已经得洁净了因为耶稣基督流出的血洗净了你的罪
Or the Lord will look at you and say I'm sorry Your sin are not cleansed yet
或者神说对不起你的罪还没有得到洁净
Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
主耶稣是神的儿子。
It's not a fairy tales.
这并不是一个传说。
It's a benchmark in the universe.
是在宇宙当中的一个记号。
He came 2015 years ago.
2015年之前他来到这个地上。
History was rewritten when the Lord came.
历史因着主耶稣基督来就重写了。
He came to proclaim The good news.
他来宣告那个大好的消息。
In Luke chapter 4 verse 18.
在路加四章十八节。
The Lord said he came to preach the good news to the poor.
主耶稣这里边说到，我要传福音给贫穷的人。
To proclaim freedom for those who are in for the prisoner，
叫被掳的得释放。
To recover the sight for the blind，
瞎眼的得看见。
And to release the oppressed，
受压制的得自由。
The good news today are preached to the poor。
这个福音传给贫穷的人。
Is the one who are poor in spirit，
是讲到灵里边贫穷的。
That knowing that by my effort, by my strength, I'm still not good enough for God，
就知道我们靠着我们自己的努力，靠着我们自己的行为，我们没有办法达到神的标准。
The one who is poor in spirit know he's helpless，
一个灵里边贫穷的人知道我们是一个无助的人。
Everything I do in this world, there's a lot of sweat, and it costs a lot of pain, toil and pain.
我们在这个世界上的这些流汗，所有的这些艰苦的努力。
And everything I do, there's no tomorrow.
所有这些都不能给我们带来一个明天的希望。
It doesn't last the eternity.
也不能带到永远。
It's those who come to the Lord and humble themselves.
乃是这些来到耶稣基督面前谦卑自己的人。
But those who are proud，
但是对于那些骄傲的人。
Those are the ones full of themselves，
他们里边觉得自己很充实的人。
They will not be able to receive this good news，
他们就没有办法能够接受这个大好的消息。
There was once a rich man came to Jesus，
有一次一个富人来到主耶稣基督面前。
A rich person，
一个
有钱
的人来到主耶稣基督面前。
Ask Jesus， what can I do to inherit the eternal kingdom？
他就问主耶稣，我做什么才能够承受永生呢？
The Lord said， sell everything。
主耶稣告诉他要变卖所有的一切来跟随我。
And this person went away very sorrowful。
所以这个人就忧忧愁愁地离开了。
And the Lord made a very profound statement。
所以主耶稣在那里边说了一句非常深刻的话。
He said it is harder for a rich person to enter into the kingdom of God, just like a camel going through the eye of a needle。
他说，富人进神的国就像骆驼穿过针眼那样难。
How can a camel enter into going through the eye of a needle？
是这个骆驼怎样能够穿过针眼呢
？What that really mean is impossible。
这里边所真实的意思就是说这是不可能的。
But then the Lord after said, but in God is possible。
但是主耶稣之后说，在神没有难成的事。
Only God can bring us to the kingdom of God。
只有神他能够把我们带到神的国度当中。
But if you're proud，
但是如果你是一个骄傲的人。
The kingdom of God is still very far away from you。
神的国对你来说还是非常遥远的。
Poor in spirit，
灵里边贫穷的。
He proclaimed freedom for the prisoner。
他在那边要宣告被掳的得释放。
We are under the bondage of sin。
我们都受到罪的辖制。
We are under the bondage of this world。
这个世界的辖制。
We are under the bondage of your company。
我们公司的辖制。
We are under the bondage of the so-called human success，
或者是我们受到人所谓的成功的辖制。
We are under the bondage of we want, we want, we want，
或者是我们自己里边那个我要，我要那个欲望的辖制。
The me, me, me，
我，我，我
，I, me, and I, me, and me，
我，我，我。
You know that's why Apple is one of the very successful。
这大家就知道为什么苹果是一个非常成功的公司。
Everything is I，
因为每件事情都用
iPhone、iPad
来开头。
iWatch、iHead，
所以都是我。
It just strike into our hearts that I want that iPad，
因为它就直接摸到了我们的心，我要那件事情。
When the Lord came, He also said He want to recover。The sight for the blind。
主耶稣来到也说要瞎眼的得看见。
Today we are all in a fast lane。
我们今天都是活在那个快车道上。
It's like a cow walking on the field。 have a ring on the nose, and people just pulling the cow, work, work, work.
好像一个牛在地里边耕地，人们牵着它的鼻子让它工作，工作。
Today we're blind because we're blind by this world.
因为我们今天都是瞎眼的，因为这个世界弄瞎了我们的眼睛。
We're blind by this, our sin.
我们的罪弄瞎了我们的眼睛。
But the Lord said He come to recover our sight.
但主耶稣来到说要瞎眼的得看见。
We are not in darkness.
我们生活在这个黑暗的时代。
We are in darkness, but if you know the Lord, then we are in the light of the Lord.
我们虽然生活在这个黑暗时，但如果你认识主耶稣基督，你就能够见到光明。
And to release the oppressed.
要受压的得自由。
In John 3:16, the Lord said.
在约翰福音第三章十六节，主耶稣这样。
He said, "Come to me."
说来到我的面前。
For God so loved the world.
因为神爱世人。
That He gave His only begotten Son.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
His Son Jesus Christ.
是他的独生的儿子主耶稣基督。
For those who believe.
叫一切信他的。
Will have eternal life.
能够得永生。
Will not be condemned.
不至灭亡。
This is the gift of God.
这是神的礼物。
This is the meaning of life.
这是生命的意义。
So Jesus came, He died on the cross.
主耶稣基督来了，他死在十字架上。
Why does He need to die on the cross?
为什么他需要死在十字架上呢？
Because He see that we are all suffering, we all doesn't have the joy and peace. Because we didn't have a relationship with God the Father.
因为我们没有和神有一个关系，所以我们在地上受苦。
It is our sin that blocks us to God the Father.
因为我们的罪和神之间成了一个阻隔。
So He came, He is sinless. But He died on the cross, He was crucified for our sin.
他来了，他是无罪的，但是他为着我们的罪死在十字架上。
Our punishment, the punishment of our sin fall upon Him.
所有罪的代价都加在他的身上。
Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
没有流血就没有赦免。
And 3 days later, He resurrected.
但三天之后，他从死里复活。
And if we believe in Jesus on the cross for our sin,
我们相信主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
He'll give us a new life.
他就给我们一个新的生命。
Belief in Jesus is not a religion.
相信主耶稣基督不是一个宗教。
It's not like singing karaoke. It just lifts you up emotionally.
也并不是唱那些歌曲把你的情绪调动起来。
It's a relationship with God.
是和神之间的一个关系。
It will change your life.
要改变你的生活。
It will make your life whole.
要改变你，要把你的生命变得完全。
At the end, I'd like to share two testimonial with you.
在结束的时候，我要大家分享两个见证。
In our fellowship, there's a gentleman named is Tony.
在我们的聚会当中，有一个人叫 Tony.
He's in the late 70s, late 60s now.
他在60多岁，他已经60多岁了。
When he was in Hong Kong in his youth,He's a soccer player. He played for the national soccer team. He represent Hong Kong.
他在香港年轻的时候是一个那个国家队里边的足球运动员。
And he is a very prideful man.
他是一个非常骄傲的人。
No one can say no to him.
没有人可以对他说不。
So the wife and the two sons, they grew up like they're afraid of him.
所以当他的妻子还有他的两孩子长大的时候都非常害怕他。
So after he came to United States, every weekend he still go and play soccer.
当他来到美国之后，每个周末他还是继续踢足球。
So everyone look at him like he's a national hero.
每个人都看见他好像是一个国家的英雄一样。
But he said that there was one thing in his life is still bothering him.
但是他说在他的生活里边有一件事情非常的烦扰他。
He has two sons.
他有两个儿子。
And one of the sons was very rebellious.
有一个儿子非常的反叛。
And often will have big fight argument with the parent.
常常和父母亲有争吵。
And particularly to the mother.
特别是跟他的母亲。
And many times they will fight in a room and then they will burst out with anger and he would left the room and slam the door.
很多时候在家里边大声的争吵然后 摔门而去。
And the mother would cry in the room.
他的母亲留下他的母亲自己在屋里面哭泣。
So he and his wife often said, "What did we do wrong that this son is so rebellious?"
他和他的妻子常常说，我们做了什么错事，这个孩子如此反叛。
The son's name is Derek.
他的孩子的名字是 Eric.
Derek.
Derek.
And he was going to school at San Francisco State.
他在旧金山州立学校读书。
And at school he met a girl, and she was a Christian.
所以在这个学校里边，他遇见了一个女孩子，是基督徒。
So to make a long story short,
我们长话短说。
He accepted Jesus as his savior.
所以他就接受了耶稣基督作为他的救主。
First, the parents were not sure that's the right thing for their son.
开始的时候，他的父母亲不知道这是不是对他的孩子是一件最好的事。
But then slowly they saw, Derek's temper seems a little bit better.
所以他慢慢的看见这个 Derek 他的脾气开始好了。
So one time, the mother and the son have another big fight.
又有一次，这个母亲和儿子还有一个大的争吵。
So same thing.The wife, the son slammed the door and left the mother crying in the room.
所以同样的是，这个儿子摔门而去，留下母亲在屋里哭泣。
2 minutes later,
两分钟之后
，the son came back.
儿子回来了。
With a cup of tea,
拿了一杯茶。
To give to his mother.
送给他的妈妈。
This is of the life of Christ in his life.
因为这是在神的生命在他里边。
To be a Christian.
要成为一个基督徒。
It's not just doctrinal.
并不是教义。
But it's to confess your sin.
要承认你的罪。
So the father...Finally, accept the Lord.
所以这个父亲最后也接受了主。
That's a long story, but I don't want to.
是个非常长的故事，我要短一点讲。
He said, when he was before he knew the Lord, this is how selfish he was.
他告诉我们说，在他认识主耶稣之前，他是怎样的自私。
He said when dinner was served, he would go and serve the rice to the wife.
所以他说，当这个吃晚饭的时候。他要给他的妻子盛那个米饭。
The reason he want to scoop the rice to the wife is he would give the wife the top part, which is drier.
因为他之所以给他妻子盛米饭，是因为那个米饭上边的部分是干的，所以他要把这个干的先给他的妻子。
And he'll save the middle part for himself, the softer one.
那他把中间这部分非常软这个部分留给自己。
And after he accept Jesus,
当他接受主耶稣基督之后
，when he retired.
当他退休了
，He advertised on the newspaper.
所以他在报纸上做了一个广告
，Gospel car repair.
是叫的福音修车
，for free.
是免费的福音修车
，because he was also a mechanic.
因为他也是一个机械师
，and God used his ministry.
神就用了他这个职分
，Well, people would ask him to fix the car for free.
因为人就来到他面前说，让他来免费修车。
And when he's fixing the car, he will take his time.
当他修车的时候，他就花一些时间。
And he shared the gospel with them.
就跟他们分享福音。
And then he will invite them to church.
并且邀请他们来到教会。
What a change!
这是何等大的转变
！The Lord will do miraculous thing in our life.
神在我们中间，在我们身上可以做奇妙的工作。
There's another story. It's how is the time?
还有一个故事。
I just want to make sure it's okay. I want to tell you about how I come to the Lord.
我要跟大家分享一下我是怎样认识主。
In 1972, I came to United States.
在1972年，我来到美国。
I was not a Christian.
那个时候我不是基督徒。
Even though I went to a church, I was baptized, but I did not have a relationship with the Lord. Be truthful.
所以虽然在那之前我去了教会并且受洗，但是我没和神没有一个关系，生命的关系。
I was just like a traditional Christian. I went there to meet girls.
我就像一个那些传统的基督徒到那边去，只是为了 见那些女孩子。
Christ was not in my life at that time.
是，基督并不是在我生命当中。
So when I left Hong Kong, when I stepped into the plane and the engine was roaring.
当我离开香港的时候，当我进入飞机里边，机器开始轰鸣的时候。
I have tears in my eyes just running down.
我的眼泪就流出了眼泪。
I told myself, I'm not going to touch anything like drugs or gambling, and I'm going to be proud to my parents, and I'm not going to cry.
我就告诉我自己，我在那边呢不会接触这些毒品、赌博，我要让我的父母亲为我骄傲。
But life as a foreign student is very lonely.
但是作为一个外国学生的生活是非常孤独的。
So many, many times.
所以很多次。
On the weekend, I get drunk.
在周末的时候，我就酗酒醉了。
Somehow to kill whatever's lacking in my life.
就是要清除我里边那个缺乏。
And in the morning, you know, it get worse.
在早晨的时候，就变得更糟糕。
You feel like, man, you just make a fool of yourself.
你就感觉到你是何等的愚蠢。
I remember when I graduate.
所以当我记得我毕业的时候。
Because my relative was in Hong Kong, I was the only one.
我的亲属们都在香港，我是唯一在美国的一个人。
I feel so sorry for myself.
所以我对自己非常的可怜自己。
Because I was all by myself.
因为我自己孤独的在这边。
All my friends, their family were there.
所以那些朋友们，他们的家庭都在这儿。
So the only thing I can do is to take picture for my friends.
我就只能照一些照片。
But when you graduate, doesn't get better. Everything is still uncertain.
但是当你毕业了之后，事情并没有变得好，很多的事情都不确定。
But when I finally were working,
当我最后开始工作的时候
，the world treat me very nice. Don't get wrong.
这个世界实际上对我还是很好的。
Within a short period of time, I was very successful.
很短的时间我就取得了很大的成功。
But there's still something lacking in me.
但是在我里边还有一个那个缺失。
I realized that I cannot love my patient.
因为我认识到我没有办法去爱我那些病人。
I cannot truly, genuinely care about them.
我也没有办法真心的关心他们。
In Chinese, there's a saying is, any physician you should love and care your patient like your father, mother, brother, and sister, right?
在中文里边有一句话就是说，你们要爱病人像爱自己的父母一样。
But the more I try, the more I realize I'm cold-blooded.
但是我越努力，我会越发现我原来是非常冷血的。
It was get to a point that I don't even like to look at the mirror.
到了一个地步，我甚至不愿意看看镜子。
Because when I look at the mirror, I saw someone I don't like.
因为当我看镜子的时候，我看见一个人我并不喜欢。
And the more I try, it become very painful.
我越努力，里边的痛苦越多。
But that was the time when I start going.Back to church.
就那个时候，我开始回到教会当中。
And I finally heard the word sin.
那个时候，我听见那个词叫做罪。
And I said, I'm not a sinner.
我说我不是个罪人。
I'm a good person.
我是一个好人。
I'm better than the person next to me.
我比我旁边这个人好。
I'm better than a lot of people.
我比很多其他人也好。
Yes, I speed.
是我超速了。
I lie.
我撒谎
I steal some, I stolen
我偷窃
Isn't that everyone has done some of it?
是不是大家都这样做呢
So the word sin just flew over my head
所以这个罪这个词好像就从我的脑海里边就过去了
But that feeling of lacking was getting so heavy
但是里边那个深处的缺失是越来越加重
So finally there was one evening after work
但终于有一天，当我完成工作之后的一个晚上。
And as I left the office, I was driving through a red light district.
所以我就开车，路过这个红灯区。
And across the street, when I was parking at the stop sign, at the red light.
当我在那个红灯之前停下来的时候。
Across the street, there was two prostitutes.
在那个街的对面有两个妓女。
And they were waving at me.
他们就向我招手。
They were waving at me, and I was looking at them.
他们向我招手，我就看他们。
And I saw that they're extending their love and care to me.
我们看见他好像在那边表示他们的爱和关怀。
So right away, God convicted me in my heart.
所以神那时候就开始向我的心证明。
That I'm no better than these two prostitutes.
我并不比这两个妓女好。
At work, I'm selling my service, but there's no heart to it. There's no love to it.
在我的工作当中，我虽然是出卖了我的服务，但是在我心里面没有爱。
And these two prostitutes, we condemn them as sinners.
这两个妓女，我们说他们是罪人。
So right away, the Lord convicted me, and right away, I saw myself how bad a sinner I am.
所以那个时候，圣灵就向我心里面证实我是何等的糟糕。
Tears run through my eyes.
我的眼中流出了眼泪。
But you know, that's the first time.
所以那是第一次。
I was crying for the right reason.
我第一次为着一个对的原因流泪。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
The Lord meet us where we are.
神在我们靠着在我们的本相当中遇见我们。
You may be very successful.
你或许非常成功。
There's still something lacking.
但是你里边仍然有一个缺失。
The only meaning of life is when you meet the Lord face to face.
当只有人生最重要的意义就是当你和主耶稣基督面对面的时候。
When you accept Jesus as your Savior.
当你接受主耶稣基督作为你救主的时候。
But you need to be humble.
但是你需要谦卑。
Accept that you are a sinner.
要接受，承认我们是一个罪人。
In the eyes of God,
在神的眼里
，God examines our hearts.
神监察人心。
We are all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
Poor in spirit.
要灵里边贫穷。
But the Lord promised He would open our eyes.
主耶稣应许我们，他要开我们的眼睛。
He will embrace us.
他要拥抱我们。
You can be whole.
你可以成为一个完全的人。
You can find joy and peace.
你可以找到平安和喜乐。
I need to conclude my sharing this morning.
我需要在这边结束今天早上的交通。
Can we sing the hymn one more time? In Christ alone.
可以再唱一下在基督里这首诗歌吗？
Now let me kind of just share this.
有一点点的分享。
When we sing this hymn,
当我们唱这首诗歌的时候
，you talk about in Christ alone.
讲到在唯有基督
，our hope is found.
我们的希是我们的希望。
He is my light.
他是我的光。
My strength,
力量
my song,
诗歌
He's the cornerstone,
他是房角石
He's the solid ground,
是坚固的磐石
Firm through the fiercest drought and storm,
干旱风暴无可畏惧
No matter what, how horrible life is,
不管我们的生活多糟糕
He is our solid ground,
他是我们稳固的磐石
What height of love,
是爱和高
What depth of peace
平安和深
When fears are still
当竞争平行
When striving cease
惧怕消除
He's my comforter
他是我的安慰
He's my all in all
是我一切
Here's in the love of Christ I stand
基督爱里我今站立
I'd like to sing the first two stanza only
我们只唱头两节
And for those who have accepted the Lord
对于那些接受主耶稣基督的
If you can witness that the Lord is your hope, your light, your strength, your song,
你可以见证耶稣基督是我们的盼望、亮光、力量。
If you truly feel that way,
如果你真实的感到这样的感觉
I'd like to invite you to stand up and sing.
我邀请你站起来唱这首诗歌。
Now if you truly don't feel it, please don't do that.
如果你里边没有这样真实的感觉，也不需要做。
So we want to witness to those amongst us that truly the Lord has given you the strength, the hope, and you can sing even during trials and suffering.
我们要向我们周遭的人见证，神给我们力量、盼望， 在艰难当中我们仍然可以歌唱。
And then as we sing,
当我们唱歌的时候，
For those who have not accepted Jesus as your Savior,
你还没有接受主耶稣基督作为你个人救主的，
I also like to invite you to stand up,
我也邀请你站起来。
To have a seeking heart,
要有一个寻求的心。
To accept Jesus as your Savior,
要接受耶稣基督作为你个人的救主。
Can we do that?
我们可以这样吗？
Father, we give thanks to you.
天父，我们向你献上感谢。
Who are we that you are mindful of us?
我们是谁呢？你却这样关爱我们。
We thank you for your Son Jesus dying on the cross for us.
我们感谢你的儿子为着我们死在十字架上。
To be our Savior.
成为我们的救主。
So that we will have hope.
所以我们可以有希望。
Once again, we just entrust your word.
我们再一次相信你的话。
Because You come and you love and you save us.
因为你来，你爱，你拯救了我们。
So Lord, we just pray that you will remember all those who come to seek after you.
主耶稣，我们求你纪念那些来到你面前寻求的人。
Open their heart.
开他们的心。
Speak to them.
对他们说话。
That you will have a relationship with them.
所以你要和他们有一个生命的关系。
Lord, today we want to confess that you are our Savior.
他们可以见证证实你是救主。
You are our friend.
你是我们的朋友。
You are our Lord in life.
你是我们生命的主。
Today we can find peace and joy in you.
我们今天可以在你里面找到平安喜乐。
And only on the ground of Jesus.
只有在耶稣基督的磐石上。
Once again, we lift up your name to the highest.
我们再一次把你的名高举。
May all the glory be back to you.
愿一切的荣耀都归给你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。